And now, Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate Medical University's literary and visual arts journal, The Healing Muse, with this week's selection.
Thank you, Linda. Poet and sometime patient Kathleen Grieger from Wisconsin offers healthcare professionals some hard-earned wisdom. Sometimes what we interpret as patient noncompliance is actually a patient trying to explain why they want us to choose the other arm for our needle stick. Here is her poem, The Race. The seizure eclipses my speech. Thoughts remain, yet hushed from within. With a need to control my mind quickly, they chase time trying to start the IV. One nurse grabs a left arm, the other the right, and I feel they're competing for me. Clutching my left hand, she slaps it, a snake charmer, trying to make my vein rise. I dread what she seeks to accomplish, as her skill promotes silence in me. I rest my arm loose and she grabs it, saying, "Silly, there's nothing to fear." I cannot touch my pen, and unable to talk, can't convey how this hand sets me free, how I write, how I sign, how I'm able to speak. My hand mute, distress stays with me. The vein blows. I breathe a long sigh as she scouts for a new one. I tremble. The other yells out, "You can stop now, I'm in." Her needle in place, my release. Success brings reprieve. Apprehension steps out. Relief comes in waves over me. My language has not been expelled, and the shaking is calmed within me.